This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:47 a.m. This is the Morning Run with Wong Xiaoning and myself, Audrey Raj. We're running a poll on Twitter right now asking you, how should the tax system be reformed? Should we bring back the GST? There's been plenty of talk about that. Do we need better enforcement? Could we introduce some form of wealth tax? Or do you have any other suggestions? You can get in touch with us on Twitter at BFM Radio is our handle. And of course, we're talking about that because the COVID-19 pandemic and the resultant economic slowdown means that the government needs to find ways to reconcile the large fiscal stimulus required to preserve the economy with decreasing tax revenues. And Malaysia has the added challenge of an existing tax base that is quite small to begin with, and the economic slowdown narrows the base further still.
Yeah, as part of the efforts to find a solution, the Ministry of Finance has set up a committee to study various revenue-enhancing measures, including the possibility of reinstating the goods and services tax or GST, as well as other options for new taxes. Now, during the breakfast grill we had with Finance Minister Tunku Datuk Sri Zafrul Aziz last month, he said that the government would consider all options to increase government coffers, but that any new tax measures would depend on timing. And he also added yesterday that any new tax measures would only be introduced when the economy has recovered. So are we likely to see the reintroduction of GST, or how else might our tax regime be reformed?
Right. So for some thoughts on this, we have on the line with us right now, Ng Soo Lin, Head of Indirect Tax at KPMG Malaysia. Good morning, Soo Lin. Thanks for joining us today. Rumours of the return of GST have been rumbling for a while now, but with no concrete developments. So do you think the setting up of a committee to study, well, among other things, the reinstatement of GST is a signal towards that direction, or are we jumping the gun here?
Good morning and thank you for having me on this call. Yeah, changing a tax regime is not an easy feat. I think we learned that a few years ago and during the change from SST to GST and then GST to SST. So based on our experience, you need to consider the economic landscape, the impact to the rakyat, the readiness of the system. So there's a lot of factors to consider and it's a huge change. Like you said, the rumors of the return of GST has been around for a while. So I think setting up this committee or a committee to study the reinstatement of GST is a signal towards that direction. So it means that a study is being committed, it is being put on paper and it is considered. But I guess it's just a matter of whether what is the outcome of the study, whether it is a go ahead or not, and if yes, when.
But from your perspective, would the GST be the best way of broadening the tax base at a time when the government revenues honestly are being squeezed by the economic slowdown?
Theoretically, right, GST is a more broad-based tax compared to the current sales tax and service tax. Why I say that is because in GST, everything is taxed unless prescribed otherwise. So sometimes they call it the negative list. Unless you're on a negative list, everything is taxed. Whereas in SST, short for sales tax and service tax, it's the other way around. Only if prescribed in a list, then you are taxed. So sometimes call it the positive list. So reinstating GST will definitely broaden the tax base. But the question is, when is the correct timing to do so? And this is something that I guess the committee needs to study. Like you mentioned, now is the economic slowdown. Mm-hmm. And not only when actually, how much is the rate? Maintain it at 6% or start at a lower rate and slowly go up? Because yes, GST is likely to bring more revenue to the government, as shown historically during the 2015 to 2018. But we need to consider the impact to the rakyat as well. Because if the man on the street is already suffering, right, due to the economic slowdown, then trying to squeeze more from him may not be a good move at this stage. But I'm not saying everyone's suffering. Yeah? There may be some who are doing okay.
So how difficult is this going to be? You know, what are the challenges that you see if the government were to bring back GST? Is the main obstacle going to be political acceptance, or are there also practical difficulties in bringing GST back?
Politics aside, yeah. So I believe that there are practical challenges, or rather considerations, if you want to bring back GST. Yeah. Firstly, I think public perception and acceptance. Because if you want it to be successful, you need it to be you need to have compliance. So public's perception, whether this will be the indirect tax will stay or will there be any changes because once bitten, twice shy. Then next, also the transitional issues. You have this issue because we have not only to clear the old GST cases, even those pre-GST also we still have. So if we implement the GST again, then the authorities need to consider how to link SST 1.0, you know, the old SST, then GST 1.0, the first version of GST, SST 2.0, and this time GST 2.0. Do you remember when we transitioned from GST to SST in 2018, there was a 3 months holiday period to cater for the transition. So a lot of people went on a, I would say, major shopping spree then. So will there be another one if there's a change? And more importantly, can we all afford it or not? On a more serious note, I think whatever the indirect tax regime is, it has to be transparent and clear, a more improved version. And I think the committee needs to study whether to still have all the GST exemptions and zero rating that we had previously, or should it be limited? Because yes, we have these exemptions and 0% to help certain quarters, but should it be that many? Maybe if we want to help the lower income group, then maybe perhaps direct assistance like the Bantuan Sara Hidup could be more efficient.
And Sulin, let's look at the tax regime a little bit wider, right? Other proposals include the option of a capital gains tax. What would the implications be of such a tax though?
Actually, there is already a form of capital gains tax in Malaysia, like that, which is in the form of real property gains tax. It is a tax on the disposal of properties. So perhaps the suggestion is to widen the net of this capital gains tax to other types of assets apart from property. But again, such introduction will need to be carefully managed because to ensure it meets its objectives, you need to ensure the policies, the mechanisms are effective. For example, how do you ensure compliance with this capital gains tax? For corporates, maybe you can look at their financial statements, it's all reported. But for individuals, how are you going to monitor it? And say for example, the tax that they want to introduce, I'm just giving an example, is on shares, trading shares. Some individuals buy and sell shares and they make profits on it and you want to tax the gains from it. Then what happens if you make a loss? Because sometimes it does happen. You try to trade in shares and you make a loss. Then would you be able to set off against it? So all these practical issues need to be ironed out, be it you want to introduce capital gains tax, whether the mechanism of it.
Right. Sulin, one last one. There's also been a call for windfall taxes by opposition MPs, which the government did not include in Budget 2021. Why do you think the government is reluctant to take this route?
I believe the finance minister he reported to have said that or clarified that the government decided not to impose the windfall tax, particularly on glove manufacturers, is to avoid potential opportunity costs or losses, such as scaring the glove manufacturing companies to invest overseas instead of in Malaysia, and then sending the wrong signal to existing and potential investors in other industries. Like, for example, if you do well, then we will tax you more. So they do not want to scare all these manufacturing companies. So I believe the glove manufacturers have committed to give a voluntary contribution of around 400 million. And I guess it's a good measure by these companies who are making super profits at this time. But this is also just a temporary measure. Will it be sustainable or repeated in the long term remains to be seen.
Right. Thank you for that, Sulin. That was Ng Su Lin, Head of Indirect Tax at KPMG Malaysia. Now, coming up after the 8 a.m. news bulletin, it's the Breakfast Grill with Luno, a regional cryptocurrency trading platform. There's going to be plenty of talk about Bitcoin in there. But for now, taking us into that news bulletin, we have the Mercedes Rock Break. Here's The Strokes with Soma. You're listening to The Morning Run, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.